Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Smooth Sailing by Brandy Green, Hawaii, USA. I am in the Navy, and in 1999, I was transferring from Chicago, Illinois, to Meridian, Mississippi. I was at the airport trying to get my boarding pass and check my bags. Because I was moving, I had almost all of my possessions with me. When I got to the counter, I found out there was a limit to the number of bags you can check without paying a fee. I had exceeded this limit by 4 bags. In order to get both myself and all my things home, I would have to spend over $100. I didn't have that kind of money with me because I had just paid some of my bills and sent a few larger items home by mail. The airline employee told me she couldn't do anything to help me, so I asked her where the nearest ATM was. She told me how to find the ATM and a USO. A USO is a place military members and their families can go for some help or some place to relax while waiting for a flight. I went up to the USO area only to find out that the people that could have helped me had already left for the night. There was just one petty officer there to whom I told my dilemma. He apologetically told me there was nothing he could do. I started to cry because I didn't know what was going to happen next. A fellow military gentleman was there using the USO amenities, and he overheard me tell my story to the petty officer. He came over and asked me for the story again. I told him, and we talked for a few minutes. He told me he was in the Army and a parachuter. I told him that my dad had been an Army parachuter a long time ago. He told me to go to the ATM and see what I could withdraw from my account. So I went, but I could only pull out $80. When I got back, I couldn't find the parachuter, so I went to the ticket counter to see if the lady there had seen him. She told me that my problem was taken care of. The man had paid the entire fee for me and then disappeared. He left without me knowing his name, phone number, or address so I could return to him what he had paid. But he helped me to get home when I was in a bind.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.